You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Welcome to People Helping People on Daisy 1170 AM, radio that listens to you. My name is Greg with my co-host, Larry.
Good afternoon. I always want to say good morning.
Well, it sort of is. If you said it, you can get away with it.
We're on the cusp.
Yeah, yeah. We're right there. Yeah. Nate's behind the board, keeping things running, as always. Great day ahead of us today, because for the past, I'd say, 2 months, Larry, I'd say probably since before the election, we've been discussing the ramifications of the new immigration rules and laws, right? But we haven't been able to find anyone to come on air with us really to discuss it willingly, so we could talk a little bit more in depth about what all of this means.
I've been willing to discuss it.
Yeah, but you don't know anything, so it's a big difference.
Wow, that's...
Not to say you don't know, because you know as much as I know what we read in the news or hear in the news.
Yes, I know.
But there's so many different little nuances within our rights and what's going to happen that we feel like we need somebody to come in and help set the record straight as best we can. So today we're finally going to have a guest with us on the air. Next 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Marjorie from the Cameo Law Group, an immigration attorney, is going to come on and talk about a forum that's going on Saturday, this Saturday, the Know Your Rights Forum in Fremont. So we're going to talk about that when she gets on the air. We'll finally be able to delve in. She's going to let us know what's going to go down Saturday and why you would want to be there. And if you're not going to be there, at least you can understand what's happening and have a good, roundabout idea,
or hopefully anyway,
or somewhat of a clearer picture on what's going on.
A lot better than now anyway.
Well, yesterday was the day the whole thing happened, where Trump presented his new travel ban.
Yeah,
and
didn't he kind of like scale it?
He
down?
Did. He scaled it down, but not to the liking of the Democrats, of course.
Well.
To some extent, not to the liking of the Republican Party. But the bottom line is, it's now going to happen. More so, the importance is not so much what's happening in this, 90 days, I think the travel ban is 90 days?
It was 90 days.
It's what's going to happen after that. They're saying that's where the benefits will come. Not so much what's happening here, but in the bigger picture, that's where, we will see the results from this ban. It's going to kind of set a new precedent moving forward. And right now there's been raids going. I don't know if you've heard about this, but all over the place, they're raiding buildings to try and find specific people. It's getting crazy. And again, it's a little confusing for people who might not be citizens here or might be on work visas or whatever the case may be, visiting family and such. And you need to know. You need to know where you're coming and when you're going.
Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, it's just like we say, under the radar. I mean, we've been talking about immigration laws and things like that for a long, long time, years actually, and nothing's really ever happened.
Right. Well, that's, somebody was saying, it's really the blame should fall squarely on the three prior presidents, right?
Wow.
Should be on Obama, it should be on Bush, and it should be on Clinton, because they should have been doing this all along.
So now, it's just like anything, it's like when you put things off and put things off, and then it just gets to be so big.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to deal with
it. Almost unmanageable.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
So, I mean, let's face it, if you have a brain, I think most of us can see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want to agree with what's going on right now. I don't agree with it, the way it's being done.
Right.
But there's so many different things and nuances that we have to find out about, and this is one good way to do that, or start anyway.
You know? Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned that really, whether you want it or not, because we don't have a choice, right? But what I'm glad is that when it was originally positioned by President Trump, still weird to say, when it was originally propositioned, everybody was up in arms because it was sort of how he presented it. We talked about this. It was kind of cold, direct, really didn't explain it very well, didn't think out the process, and therefore everybody was up in arms, not to mention there were judges that stepped in and were like, no, this ain't going to happen this way. If you're going to do this, it needs to be done in a way where we understand what we're dealing with.
Yep.
So what he did was he went back, they reconfigured it to be a little bit more lenient, but at least it laid out the guidelines. Here's the parameters of what we need to do and what's going to go down. Whether you like it or not, at least now it's been thought out better.
Yeah.
So it's going to be less messy, but it's still way confusing. I was looking through some of it. It's just overwhelming. I almost wish I had the Cliff Notes, you know? You know, instead of reading the book, you'd always get the Cliff Notes version. Yeah. I wish I had the Cliff Notes version of this. Because I am not really trained to read these kind of things, documents and such.
That's what we have other people do.
Yeah, that's why they created lawyers.
They can shorten it up.
They speak in their own language and they sort of dumb it down for people like you and I, which doesn't always
work.
I don't
really always include me in on that.
Well, I'm just going to say this.
Dumb it down for you.
I'm very curious to see what Marjorie has to say about this whole thing and what she can provide and what light she can shed on this. So we'll get to that in a bit. Other things we wanted to round out and talk about today. So many things happening daily.
Isn't there always, though?
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
It is.
The news constantly shines light on all the dirt and nastiness happening in the world, right?
A bunch of crap.
Which I don't want to bother with, but I also don't like to live completely ignorant to what's happening.
No.
You were, for months, we've been talking about the hate crimes, right? That's going to tie into what we talked today with Marjorie. But if you look at the discriminations and the hate crimes and the harassments and all those associated with, you know, Sikhs, associated with Muslims and such, this really extends beyond religion. It really is just something that we should be more aware of in general. There's more ways to harass and bully than ever before. We've highlighted on the show a handful of times, but it always seems to resurface.
It does. Because you have those stupid idiots that are just bent that way. What do they call them? Bigots?
Yeah.
Bigots?
Yeah. So, but you wanted to touch on this subject today. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about it because it hits close to home.
Not that one doesn't.
What? The discrimination and the harassment.
Well, harassment.
You want to talk about? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So let's talk a little bit about it.
We're talking stalking.
Yes, which is harassment.
Yeah,
same thing, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes, you know, until it hits close to home, sometimes we don't really realize a lot of different things. And this is the case on the show. I mean, we talk about a lot of different things because it actually affects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And stalking just happens to be one of those things that does, either directly or indirectly. And it's kind of like human trafficking a while ago was really, really big, and Obama started putting some things in place to deal with the human trafficking because it was so epidemic, especially here in the Bay Area. A lot of people didn't know that, but it really is because of where we're located geographically.
Right.
So, and it's the same kind of thing with like stalking or something like that. There's just not a lot of teeth in the laws that we have out there right now. So, you hear about restraining orders all the time and how these people, it's almost laughable because they're not really that enforceable, or you wouldn't think so.
Right.
Because something drastically has to happen to the person physically before anything is ever done about it, which is a joke.
Right.
So, we probably, you know, whenever you want to call in about this specific subject, I'm talking about stalking right now. If anybody's dealing with something like that or knows of somebody that's dealing with that, we'd love to have your comments on the show. And today, you know, would be fine, I guess.
Yeah, after we speak to
Marjorie. We have our guest coming on at 12:15. But
it's something
I'd
like to open
time.
Up to the listeners, of course.
So and you and I had discussed possibly doing some kind of a short series on something like this.
Yes.
So we can get it out there and get people working on it because there are so many people that are affected by this.
And my amazement is there's so many loopholes in our system.
Yeah.
I think because times have changed so much. Used to be stalking was, you know, there were only so many ways to stalk, right? It's like standing outside your right. window or standing
now
outside
you have
your...
all, I mean, the internet.
Yeah, so huge. Now you can give the impression of stalking someone without even being near them, mm-hmm, right? Because mm-hmm. you can know everything they're doing just by following their location
well, like,
on their
like
Facebook.
Well, like you said, harassment. So that would just a form of harassment.
Yeah, exactly. There was a special I watched on Dateline this past week about stalking, right? Mm-hmm. Which is ironic because you came in today and like something we got to talk more about. We need to delve into further. I had just seen this special about a specific
There's a
incident.
Reason why.
Yeah, it's all lined up.
See, it's confirmed now.
And what I was amazed by is there's so few laws to protect the one being stalked, yeah. this, you know, the
Which
person.
Which is a joke.
What happens is, like, for example, you can put a restraining order against someone, right? Mm-hmm. In order to put a restraining order, there needs to be a certain line crossed. So somebody could be camping outside your house and scaring you, and you really can't do anything about it unless they take an action against you and try to harm you or do something mm-hmm. to you.
Physical action.
Until that happens, you can't just say, hey, I want this guy removed mm-hmm. if there's no reason for them to do it, which you can understand. But in some cases, these people who have been stalked and have been threatened, they're still a certain threshold that needs to be met before they could take the next step. So you can essentially stalk somebody and be on the receiving end of this, and it can ruin your life.
Right.
And you still can't take any action yeah. because until they harm you or attempt to harm you or attempt to do something to cause harm, there's really nothing that can be done. And mm-hmm. when I started to see the lengths that some people will go to harass, knowing the laws, because they're able to play yeah. that balance, it is unbelievable. So we need to know exactly what can be done to advance the laws,
exactly.
maybe speaking to these local councilmen and such to start local, like we always say.
Yeah.
And then the issue can grow bigger and then hopefully on a
yeah,
local level.
Yeah, start like a grassroots
exactly.
kind of thing. That's how a lot of things get going.
And isn't it amazing, though, when
yeah.
you see what someone has to do
yeah.
in order to be considered a threat?
Yeah, and then you think, well, I mean, it drives them to the brink of insanity almost.
Yeah.
And then they go crazy, you know, blow the person away.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, because the law's not doing anything.
Well, the one woman I was watching the story about had two kids, and she was a single mom, and she was just terrified. She said she was absolutely living her life like a paranoid schizophrenic.
Sure.
She was like, am I crazy? Am I the one who's crazy? Like, she would see and hear things, and
yeah.
she was basically driving around from like 6 p.m. to midnight or 1 a.m. every night with
That's...
her kids because she felt it's the only way she can control her
right.
situation.
Yeah.
She wasn't sleeping at night. This really turned into like a torture situation.
Yeah.
And to the point where eventually she was pushed and pushed and pushed to the point where she was ready to go and take action on her for herself.
I see that.
And she was willing to confront the attacker or the harasser
mm-hmm.
because she felt it's at the point now where I'm now protecting what I think is my kids' lives. So I'm going to do whatever I have. She was like a cornered animal at that point.
Yeah.
Now, if she would have went and done something to him and taken action against him, now she would have gone to jail because
That's
she
right.
has a restraining order against him, and now he on the other side becomes the victim, and that's something you can't even fathom as a mother, as
I
a
know.
Father, as a parent.
And that's the problem with the law,
and we need to figure out what these loopholes are
mm-hmm.
and what people should know
yeah.
so that way instead of really hurting your cause you can take the right steps. But you know, when you see, and you've heard this, it's close to you, you know the situation where, you know, sometimes you end up having to uproot your life and your family because
yeah.
you're trying to stay away from somebody who you might have let into your life unknowingly.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden your world's turned upside down.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
So after we do our interview today and talk a little bit about this Know Your Rights Forum, we'll circle back to this topic. And anything that you hear on today's show or any show we do, we open the calls up. Some cases, you know, it's just something you might just want to observe and listen to, but in other times you might have questions or you might want to add something to the conversation.
Yep.
We invite you to do so. 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. And again, after we do our call with Marjorie and talk a little bit about the Know Your Rights Forum, we'll go into the other topic if we have time. Of course,
mm-hmm.
we'll see if the callers jump in.
Yeah, we'll see. Sounds good.
I believe at this point we're right about the time where we're gonna hit this
mm-hmm.
With this interview. Yeah, it is. All right, so it's mine.
Okay.
So we'll get her on the phone. We'd like to welcome to People Helping People Larry, a good friend of ours, a friend of the station for many years, who's going to talk a little bit about the Know Your Rights Forum that is happening on Saturday. Please welcome Marjorie. Marjorie, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Marjorie.
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Good. We're really so well. Excited. If you only knew, for the past 2 months, Larry and I have been saying how we need to really learn more about what this all means since the election, essentially.
Yep.
And really, there haven't been many answers. We've tried to find them, and there's so much uncertainty. And then you come along at the right time. And you told me about this Know Your Rights forum that's happening on Saturday in Fremont. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, if you could.
Of course. So, Greg, I think you hit the nail on the head exactly. Clearly, the last few weeks have been pretty unnerving for everyone, but especially as an immigrant in this country. There have been so many changes to the law. Information is spreading quickly as to what those changes are, and it's not always entirely accurate, and you don't always know who to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're trying to come in. So I'm a co-president of the local chapter of the South Asian Bar Association. Mm-hmm. So we're the association for all the South Asian lawyers in the Bay Area, and we're organizing a Know Your Rights forum for the South Asian population and anyone who has questions. It is on Saturday, the 11th, at Irvington High School in Fremont. Registration starts at 9:30. And our program is that for about an hour and a half, we're going to have some of the best immigration and civil rights attorneys in the area giving you presentations on everything that's going on, everything from what to do if you have trouble at the airport when mm-hmm. you're coming in, what the current state of the executive orders are mm-hmm. as far as the travel bans are concerned, what to do if you are the victim of a hate crime in some way, if someone comes up to you and says something or does something, what do you do from there? I think that's a situation that more and more people are finding themselves in, but not sure where to go once something like that happens. So our goal is to address that knowledge gap.
Are you finding that there are more and more gray areas than ever before? Or is this, because I know yesterday or 2 days ago when President Trump passed the revised travel ban or the, mm-hmm. the suspension, if you will, Is it a clearer picture now, or is it still just as confusing as it was 3 or 4 weeks ago for the everyday people that are involved here?
I think that the new order has tried to bring a little bit of clarity. The problem with the first round was that it was just sprung on everyone with absolutely no notice and went into effect immediately. I mean, there were people who, when they boarded a flight, were fine, but then when they tried to land in the U.S., they were prevented from entering. So mm-hmm. this new round has provided some clarity. So it Good. Said that if you have a green card and you're from one of the six countries listed in the new order, you're going to be allowed in. If you have a valid visa that was issued prior to, I believe, January 27th, you'll be allowed in. The ban's not going into effect till March 16th, so they're giving people time to prepare.
That's
so
good.
As far as that, I mean, we've got a little bit of clarity.
Well, I mean, that was my major complaint with the whole thing, was because it was just dropped on us, just like nothing was said prior to
right,
that.
No
it was
warning.
Just like no dialogue. The people mm-hmm. weren't aware of what was going to happen. It was just there overnight kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, families were torn apart. I mean, it was deeply upsetting situation for so many people.
I can imagine.
And I think, exactly, yeah. So I think that this new order has brought clarity as far as those particular issues are concerned.
Now, most people who are listening to this or people that are aware of this Know Your Rights forum on Saturday, anybody can show up, right? Like, so Larry and I could just come, correct?
We would love for Larry and you to come. That would be awesome.
See, not often Larry gets to hear that. He's so welcome anywhere. So you might just see him.
Well, you don't know the relationship this guy and I have.
I'm sure she does.
Unbelievable. What I have to tolerate.
But that's amazing. So anybody can show up. What time is it starting?
So registration starts at 9:30. The presentation goes from 10 to 11:30. And then if you've got questions that you really need to talk to someone about, we are going to do one-on-one consultations
oh, wow.
from 11:30 to 1.
Oh,
so
good.
You've got an hour and a half to sit down. We hope that you don't have an hour and a half worth of questions.
Yeah.
But if you do, you know what? We're here. We'll talk to you. So we've got a group of a volunteer attorneys who are going to be there on Saturday and ready to talk to you and help however they can.
Okay. So one more time, what time it starts, when people should get there?
People should get there at 9:30.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that is because I want, after you're off the air, I want to make sure I continue to hit it throughout. But also, I there's other questions in there. Like, I know you guys are going to cover the legal consultation, the one-on-ones, the Know Your Rights presentation about travel, which I think is a really key one. Interactions with the DHS and the police. Can you expand on that a little bit? Is that more so like how you, so you know your rights and you're able to deal with that directly? Is that what you're setting that up for, how to handle the interactions?
Yeah. It's going to be both. It's if in the moment you're caught unawares and you're having a police interaction or a DHS interaction, what do you need to know in order to get through that encounter? What are your rights when you're talking with law enforcement? And then what to do afterwards? Like, who do you reach out to for help? Where do you go from there? Those are the different things that we're going to be talking about.
We were talking just before you got on the air with us about specifically how something like this, you have to start local, right? It's almost too big for us to comprehend on a countrywide scale or even on a world scale, just way overwhelming. But locally, it's always good to know, you know, who to talk to and what our rights are. But beyond that, starting the conversation on this, right? Because we things, it's a different world we're living in. We want to know how this is going to affect, of course, the South Asian Indian community here, abroad, back home in India, what it means. Can you shine a little bit of light or add some perspective as to the new, I guess you would say, the new world we're living in and how it's going to affect those that have moved here within the last few years and work visas and such?
Right. Of course. Absolutely. So I think that anyone who is an immigrant here, so definitely like speaking to our South Asian population, probably the couple biggest changes is that, so I'm going to talk about two different things.
Okay.
First is when you're traveling, I think that you need to have a game plan in place. So you need to make sure that you've got every little bit of paperwork that you need to show that this is what your current immigration status is and that this is how it's supported. You want to make sure that you've got all your documentation on you so that if questions come up, you can point to that paperwork and be like, look, I have everything in order. This is everything that you need to see that I, this is a category that I fit into. This is how I'm following those rules. That's the first part of it. The second part is that most everyone in our community is on some kind of a work visa or got their green card through their job, which means that they've got an employer with immigration lawyers, which means that when they have questions or if they're worried about anything, you should be reaching out to your company's immigration lawyers. They will have updated information. If you have, if you're worried about something, that's the first person you should reach out to talk to, because this is a lawyer that has worked with you before and knows your case and can answer questions. And if you really want to just cover all your bases, if you've got travel plans that have you coming in and out of the country, make sure that lawyer knows. Make sure there's someone who can help if something happens and that they've got your information and that you've kind of created a plan with them to address any situation as it comes up.
That's great. Yeah, Larry.
Well, I had a question. You know, we hear a lot about all the negatives about immigration. Are there any positives that might come out of this? What are the positives?
Out of this current situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think there's got to be something positive about something. I mean, all we do is, I mean, the news is just full of negatives. I never hear any positives. So we all understand, you know, some of the parts of the immigration laws and why they're being enforced in such a way. But, I mean, is it all negative, though? I mean, are there going to be some kind of positive...
like better structure to...
Anything. Right. I mean, we've been looking at this for years. Greg and I were talking, you know, earlier in the show or before the show. And, you know, we're talking about presidents, several presidents before... Mm-hmm. could have done something about this so it wasn't such a huge problem right now. It's like a volcano all of a sudden.
Right.
So what can we see, or do we even know at this point in time, what might be positive from these laws that are going to be enforced some point in time?
So I think the positive thing coming out of the chaos of the last few weeks is seeing how the community has mobilized.
Mm-hmm.
I am so touched and so proud of the attorneys in our area for how they have completely risen to the challenge. The weekend of the initial ban, I had multiple attorney friends who just headed straight for San Francisco Airport to be on the ground to assist however possible.
Mm-hmm.
I did shifts at the San Jose airport the first couple weeks to be there. If anything happened, we were there. We were ready to help. We have different advocacy groups that are starting to come together. We're putting on forums like this. This is born completely out of a volunteer attorney effort to say that, you know what, our clients, our community, I mean, we're in trouble, and there is a need to address what is going on and provide people with information and prepare them to address our new reality. So it's been a hard few weeks, but there's a spirit coming out of it that's incredibly inspiring.
So just in case you're just tuning in, anyone who's just tuning in, we're speaking to Marjorie of the Cameo Law Group, talking about this Immigration Know Your Rights Forum happening in Fremont at Irvington High School on Saturday, starting at 9:30. Anyone can go to this. It's really an important step as we move forward to know what this all means to us. What I want to know also is, if somebody can't make the forum, what should we do to learn more? What can we do? What are the steps that those people can, because not everyone's going to be able to come, obviously. So what else can we do?
So we are lucky to be putting on this forum with a number of co-sponsors, and a few of those groups are immigrants rights groups, general civil rights groups. They all have a ton of information, and they've got lawyers who are ready and willing to help. So if you aren't able to come see us on Saturday, then reach out to those groups, and they will be able to provide you with information and send you down the right path.
So this is all so good. What I'd love to do, if possible, is now that we'll get everybody aware of the forum that's happening on Saturday, and then moving forward, maybe we can have you back on the show and we can talk more about what you learned and some of the questions that were asked at this weekend's forum. And we could take this to the next level maybe, and even allow our listeners to jump in and ask some questions and such. Would you be into doing that, Marjorie?
I would be more than happy to. Absolutely, yes. Just tell me the day and I'll be there.
We'd love that. And anything else you want to add to this conversation, since you have the opportunity, is there anything else you want to throw out there to the listeners, inform them of anything they should know or so on?
So this is just a logistical issue. If you are listening but driving and can't write down that it's happening on 9:30 on the 11th at Irvington High School, try and remember the website. It's southasianbar.org/events. And that's where you will see the detailed info for the forum. If you know for sure that you would like to talk to an attorney, we've got a sign-up form for people who are attending, and they can let us know that, you know what, I actually do want to talk to someone, and please sign up. Let us know that you're coming. Although we want everyone there, so if you're not able to sign up, that's not a bar to entry. Come. Mm-hmm. We want to pack that high school. So everyone who can make it, please do.
Yeah, I really encourage it. This is an opportunity to really get involved locally with something and make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But also find out what we need to be doing moving forward. Do you want me to give out is it okay if I give out the number for your law group? Or would you rather me not do that? Would you want to give out a phone number for people? Maybe I should ask that.
So I can't promise that I'm going to be able to get to everyone. So let's stick with the website.
Okay.
And there are email addresses there for reaching out if you have more questions.
SouthAsianBar.org/events, correct?
Perfect.
All right. SouthAsianBar.org/events. And anybody who has questions or anything they want to learn more, really can't say it enough. This Saturday from 9:30 onward, we'll be doing the Know Your Rights Forum in Fremont, Irvington High School. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No, that was everything. Thank you both so much for having me on.
This was really great.
Yeah, you're amazing. Thank you for doing this. And we'll follow up with you after. Hopefully all goes well and the place is packed on Saturday, because this is a very important topic. I hope people take it seriously and then get in the conversation. Thanks so much, Marjorie. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You are very welcome. Thank you, Greg and Larry. I'll talk to you both.
Have a great day. Okay, cool.
You too.
Marjorie from the Cameo Law Group, who an immigration attorney who is thankfully able to join us and talk a little
bit. That helps a lot. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there.
Yeah, it clears, it clears a little bit of the cloudiness.
Yeah.
One of the hardest things, I think, as we're all immigrants, right? We're all come from immigrants.
I was going to bring that up. We are. We come from all parts of the world. We're European.
Yeah. I mean, my grandparents came from Italy, you know?
Yeah. And mine come from Wales.
So we all tend to forget, especially those who have been in this country their whole life. And their families are, you know, somebody in your lineage, whether it was your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, were once in the same boat. Right? It was a lot different back then.
Literally.
You know, 100 years ago, it was a lot different.
Yeah,
50 years ago,
different.
It was a lot different. 20 years ago. The world's changed much, Larry. And because of that, there's all these things that come to the surface, issues constantly. And it scales the full forum when you think of immigration, when you think of hate crimes and bullying. Things have changed.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear around the world about immigrants coming. I mean, you see it with countries all the time.
Do you know the six countries, by the way, included in the ban?
Do I what?
Are you aware of the six countries that they... I know a couple of them, but
I've forgotten because it's been a while since I read it. But yeah, I did.
Because, you know, when you really look at that, like where they're... So some people aren't affected by this, you know, and you would think you... But we all are in some way, shape, or form.
Sure, we are. So, you know, I'm you know, there's a lot I was wanting to probably continue that conversation a little bit further, but what do you see?
No, I was glad because Nate, of course, ever the...
Oh, the countries.
Yeah, you know, the one that gets
Nate
things
that.
Done.
Can you see?
So here are the countries. These are the six countries that will... where the order will take effect March 16th. These are the ones, Muslim-majority countries. Libya, Syria, Iran, Yemen, Sudan, and I believe... what's the one below Yemen there, Nate? Where the ban is? Somalia. Okay. And Iraq was removed from that ban, by the way. They were originally part of it, but they were removed. And only parts of Syria.
Okay.
That's
been scaled.
The southeastern portion of Syria is now. So that's been,
Okay. So here's the thing. And this is what I was thinking of when I was talking to our guest.
Marjorie, yes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm bad at name. Well, I want to make sure I pronounce it correctly. I'm not like you. You'll say a name and you just won't get it right.
Oh,
who is he talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
So at least I admit that. here's my thought. So when you think about why this is all happening at all, do you have an answer to that? Can you give me an answer as to why is this taking place?
You're asking me?
Yes, I am.
You couldn't ask a more broad question either. I don't have answers. No, what I do know is that we're like you say, there's a lot of fear, right?
A lot of fear.
I think all of this is born out of fear.
Yeah.
And what happened is we saw 50% of the country. It always is this way, right? It's usually about
48,
and there's like 4 or 6% in the middle that kind of float around. I feel like there's more of us in the middle, but apparently not. what I think is the fear is there's a lot of people in this country who don't feel safe due to the fact that whenever you hear of these major hate crimes and you hear of these mass shootings and such,
the terrorist attacks,
it's linked to terrorism, right?
Yeah,
it's linked to the Muslims. And unfortunately,
right,
we always say this, there's radicals in every religion, right?
Yeah.
And there's extremists and such. I think we all became afraid and we felt like we need to put a blanket around this problem. And it's not that easy to put a blanket around
anything. It is not that easy. It's very, very complex and very layered. So I think people sometimes tend to simplify it too much.
But do you agree that that's the reason fear?
I do.
Yeah.
And because it has never been dealt with. It's just like little bits and pieces. But nobody really wanted to address it because it was like a pariah.
Right, yeah.
You know, you don't want that associated with your legacy in any way.
Right.
You know, because you're making a stand one way or the other. Let's face it. You know, when you make a stand based on what you believe, and I'm not saying this is right, but I'm just saying when you do that, you're not going to be liked by a lot of people.
Right. You're accepting the fact that you're going to offend someone.
Exactly. So when I was asking my question about what good is going to come out of this, my thought was more toward this, you
right.
know, targeting, you know, what we're afraid of.
Right.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
Do I agree with how it's being handled? Well, from what I know right now, no.
Well, I think it's getting better. So thankfully, our checks
better.
And balances are in effect.
It's getting better. But this is my point, though. I mean, so, yes, I think some good is going to come out of this. You know, we don't want to have to live, you know, fearing something all the time.
Right.
We talked about stalking.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Why would you want to live your life that way? I mean, when you saw what ISIS was making claims, I mean, they're going to come over here and our streets are going to be filled with blood.
Yeah.
This is what
scary.
They said.
Right, exactly.
You know,
well,
so
that's what they were trying to do.
Exactly.
That
scare
fear
us.
is sort of an unpredictable measure that
you can't necessarily
quantify, right?
Exactly.
So you put that in people's head and it scares people,
yeah.
even though it doesn't really mean anything. Like, what
yeah.
does that really mean?
I don't know.
But what also you should remember, and I had a friend of mine who not a very political person, but on his social media feed began sort of being more opinionated about his political beliefs, right? Especially
yeah.
currently.
Watch
and,
it.
And he was so upset when he found out how many friends of his and people in his family who basically cut him off.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they're like, I'm done with you. It's it.
Yeah.
And he's like, how could you do this to me? You
yeah.
know who I am. Why are you cutting me off? And he said to me, he was so upset about it. And I said to him, just remember something. When it comes to politics, more than anything else, no matter what your opinion is, and this goes for every one of us.
I agree.
No matter what your opinion is, 50% of the people around
yeah.
you aren't going to agree with you.
Yep.
So if you're going to take a position,
true.
No matter what it is, and you're allowed to, it's a freedom of, you know, it's one of the nice things about
there's
being in this country, right?
There's a consequence to that.
But there's consequences.
Yep.
And if you're going to have an opinion and you're going to be social about it and you're going to tell people what it is, there's going to be a very, very high likelihood that someone is going to come and take offense to it and
oh, yeah.
be hurt by that. So the best
that's
bet
true.
Is to either A, instead of talking about it, do something. Take initiative and do something with people in your community. Go to find out who your local senators are, your local towns, what do you call it, councilmen,
right.
such. Go start the conversation locally
yep.
and do something.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of it is if you don't want that attention and you don't want, then you need to keep that away from social media because it's going to come to you.
How do we used to do it, Greg?
I don't, that's the thing.
We used to do it like you and I talk.
Yeah.
This is how we used to do it.
So this would be
one-on-one.
Right.
And this is where it's getting so blown out of proportion because we've got it splattered all over social media and everybody wants to take part in that.
Yeah. So in,
wow.
in relation to this, we talk about the immigration ban and she mentioned, Marjorie said that part of what's going to be covered in this is resources related to hate crimes, discrimination, and harassment. So if you remember a couple
right.
months back, we were going to have a guest on the show
I
to
remember,
talk a little
yes.
bit about a Sikh hate
right.
crime, right?
Uh-huh.
So one of the gentlemen who work as a local in San Jose, media and communications director of the Sikh Coalition, his name is Mark. He sent us a contact here or some information about a story in Kent, Washington, right? Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Another hate crime,
mm-hmm.
a shooting in Washington. On the evening of March 3rd, 39-year-old Sikh man was shot in his driveway after the gunman allegedly told him to go back to your own country. The Sikh man who wishes to remain unidentified is recovering from a non-life-threatening injuries as law enforcement agencies continue the search for the gunman. So now this is where it comes in. While we appreciate the efforts of the state and local officials to respond, we need our national leaders to make hate crime prevention top priority. Tone matters in our political discourse because this matter of life, this is a matter of life or death for millions of Americans who are worried about losing loved ones to hate crimes. So the Sikh American community, it's been integral in this American fabric for years, estimated to be hundreds of times more likely to suffer hate crimes than the average American due to their articles of faith, turban, beard, which represent, you know, the Sikh. Right. So basically there is, in Washington, they're taking some local, yes, local authorities are taking initiative, mm-hmm, but it's similar to the one that happened right here a couple months
in
back.
San Jose.
So we are trying to get the word out about this as much as we can and find out exactly how people can get involved. But there is a conversation to be had. You need to find out locally how you can get involved to assure these things aren't happening. I know, because I know there's a division in San Jose for the Sikh Coalition, mm-hmm, I think people should get involved, whether or not you are Sikh or not. You know, that's not really the issue. I think anyone can be part of this.
Yeah, sure.
And it sort of dovetails into what we were going to talk about, mm-hmm, expand upon earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. What exactly you can do about it? What can you possibly do to avoid getting yourself in this situation like this or being in trouble for taking action against someone who's trying to harass you? And I think this is, I think we need to have Mark on the air for this to talk about it a little more.
Yeah, whatever happened.
He was wanting to do the show, but then he couldn't free up the time to do it. It is a touchy subject, though.
I know
a lot of times they're afraid to really talk at length about it on the
air.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
Because there's still, again, there are some gray areas.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to bring up your situation or something close to something, you know, someone you know directly dealing with this right now. So, I mean, it's something.
Yeah, something always seems to be in my
close
life.
Close to home, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's the way it is for most people, too.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Is there any light you want to shed on that, or you want to kind of?
Probably not.
Yeah, so it's funny. You, in the office earlier, Larry's like, we need to talk about this, and then he gets in.
Well,
like, no.
I have to be careful about what I say.
True, but you can be very general. You don't want to do that, do you?
Mm.
Well, think about this, and I think this is something you need to find a way to present it and bring it to the table. I think it's important for the people listening.
It's very true.
To be able to talk more about this.
Yeah.
We don't generally get too deep into religious on the any religion
we
on
don't
the show.
Do that. Yeah. No, we don't.
Sometimes it naturally finds its way
there,
in.
But there's another thing that we see. That's another thing. So religion, you've heard it often, I'm sure. You know, there are two topics you never want to discuss.
Right, politics, religion.
Right.
Right.
And there are very good reasons for that.
Yeah.
Because people involved in both are very, very passionate about what they believe, whether it be politics, religion, or both.
Yes.
So it's a real hard subject to bridge whenever we discuss those topics. And we do know that in some way or another, we're going to be talking about it. Because all things seem to be associated with it somehow.
Right. And I also think it's great that this group of attorneys and immigration attorneys that will be on hand doing the legal consultation, mm-hmm, Saturday are willing to talk a little bit about this. Because it does tie into this. Because there is a bit of, I guess, the fear. And the Sikh Coalition, for example, is talking about this. And sometimes the turbans and the beards might mislead people to believe that they represent something they don't.
Well, you know, I remember after 9/11, there were a lot of, you know, profiling after that. And so this is kind of like the same thing right now. So this is what's really hard about this whole immigration thing, because there's a lot of profiling going on.
Maybe not so much here. There is, obviously, this happens everywhere. I feel like, and again, maybe it's because I've always lived
in... It depends on where you live, though.
Right, because, I mean, I come from an area that's very, very integrated, and there's so many different...
Here, too, but when you go up to the specifically Pacific Northwest, it ain't that way.
No, not at all.
And
well,
this is...
And there are a lot of South Asian Indians in Washington.
There are.
In Washington State. But like you said, Oregon, most of Washington.
It's just not as, I can't say integrated, but in a way it's not. Well, it's not, I don't know. I mean, here we're so used to diversity. Yeah. I mean, we've had it for so many years.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So many years.
So as bad as it can get, it's still not nearly as bad here as it is elsewhere.
Right.
Like, go to Mississippi, right?
Well, that's a totally different story.
Yeah, but it's true.
It is true.
Go to
the
these Midwestern countries
really, yep.
In the South. But if you go to most of the major hubs along the coast, you know, when you got New York and, for that matter,
right,
D.C.
Right, because they're so integrated. It's,
right.
And we have been, you know, for many, many years,
yeah.
You know, because we're, you know, immigrants.
Yeah.
We all are. So this is probably why. But I think the other thing, too, is that when you look back on our history as a nation based on immigrants, back then it wasn't violence so much. It was the thing, the connotation with the immigrants was not so much of a confrontational thing. I mean, there was prejudice for sure, but it wasn't so confrontational. Now it's, there seems to be, because of the whole thing with ISIS, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
That one thing right there.
Certainly true.
Yeah.
And that's
makes
the other
really
side
difficult.
Of it, too, you know, where a lot of the non-extreme Muslims will tell you that you can't judge our people or our religion
based upon these fanaticism, these maniacs. Yep.
But that doesn't solve the problem, really, because in that there are this problem still exists,
mm-hmm.
and it's gotten worse over the years. And we're not the only ones at risk here.
No.
Everywhere in the world, they're facing these same
risks.
Well,
you've seen all over the world, the terrorist attacks, especially in Paris,
right,
France.
But what happens is our own citizens here, mm-hmm. those who have been in this country for many, many years and forget that they come from immigrant ancestors,
exactly,
are
yeah.
the ones that are freaked out and scared. And because of that, they may say or do something based on their fears, thinking mm-hmm. they're doing themselves a favor and protecting themselves. But in reality, they're making the situation much worse.
Yeah.
And it's really making it unsafe in a lot of areas. It's
for
unsafe to be a Muslim.
Yeah.
And for those who might appear to be Muslim to some, you could be, you know, discriminated upon without even being.
It's true. And I have so many friends that are Muslim or Hindu and, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Just culturally across the board, you know, and it's just a big problem.
Fundamentally, we all believe the same thing. This
we
is
do.
What's amazing. And I watched a whole special about this, a documentary about it, that if you break it down, almost every one of us believe in the same thing, whether our God has the same name.
Fundamentally, yeah.
You know, whether or not we pray to the same God, or the bottom line is usually the same, right?
You know who always comes to my mind? A guest has been on our show several times. Who do you think it is?
Merle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a loving guy. This guy is just like, ah.
Yeah. But he's an all-encompassing guy, right?
He crosses across all. He says the same thing. He says love. You know, he says just love.
He always said, he's the one who always says, it all boils down to the same thing, right? Love one another as you want to be loved.
And that man lives his life that way.
Yeah.
That's how he lives his life.
Unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people feel they do. I think a lot of religious people feel that that's how they live. But religion is supposed to be all-encompassing and loving. And then when you see discrimination from religion, that's where it really gets scary.
That's
is that, you know,
true.
When you're supposed to be preaching love and acceptance and you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Where the problem is. And I think a lot of people are hypocritical, even when they don't want to believe they are.
They are.
And that probably, you know, in some cases it might even, you know, reflect that way upon us. But we all want to believe we have good intentions, but sometimes we take it too far. The best thing we could do is know our laws, know our rights, and get involved. Get involved locally. I can't say that enough. Education about anything you're interested in or anything that might affect you, learn about it. That's the great thing about cell phones is I could sit here while we're talking and pull up anything I need. As we were talking about the six Muslim countries that are part of the ban,
right.
Nate was able to pull that up within 10 seconds. It's that easy to learn. Sometimes we don't want to be bothered, but it's important. Sometimes taking 5 minutes instead of watching the TV, learn something. And give yourself a better understanding of how to deal with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't watch TV, though.
You always say that, but yet you always talk about things you've watched and seen on
Netflix.
TV.
I watch Netflix. You ever see...
Unbelievable.
It's funny. It's called Schitt's Creek.
It's not... S-C-H-I-D-T-S.
I-T-T-S.
Yeah, yeah. It's Eugene Levy is on that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's hilarious.
I've heard it's very good. And actually, one of our friends, Rizvan of in L.A., was doing a show for us, hosting a show called The Brown Guys. He's on the show.
Oh, really?
A great young Indian actor. And
so
he's
funny.
On that show, and I started watching it because of him.
Oh, so you've...
Yeah, Rizvan. I can't think of his last name right now. It's escaping me. But regardless, great dude, and he's
funny.
So funny, and the show is fantastic.
Yeah.
When you just said that, I was like, you should spell the name before you say it.
I did. Yes,
yeah,
and that's exactly why.
Schitt's
Creek.
But it's a good show, and it's a comedy, but it's kind of odd.
It's
and
goofy.
Obtuse.
It's goofy.
It is goofy. I've seen Nate's
trying
to pull
it. Maybe
that's
why I like it so much.
Yeah. Well, once I have the name of Rizvan's last name, I'll tell you. But of course, he's not in the top portion of the cast, as you would imagine. It goes in order of when they appear on the show, and sometimes don't worry about it, Nate. No worries.
I mean, they've only got two seasons out there now.
But it's really good. It's a really funny show.
It really is.
But I tend to watch this
so
Vice
did
news.
Anyway?
Did I tell people about that? Have I ever mentioned Vice on here on the show?
Yeah, you have.
Vice is HBO does this news thing every night. It's about 15, 20 minutes of news, but it's not biased. It's completely just giving you information for
Which
you to draw
unusual.
Upon your own. Rizvan Manji, thank you very much for that, Nate. You can draw your own conclusion. They just present facts. And usually the journalist that presents it, they probably have an opinion one way or the other, but
they don't
do anything to explain.
Okay.
It presents both sides,
so
you understand what's going on.
And you draw your own conclusion.
It's a great thing. And if you want to watch news, unfiltered news, around the world, it talks about that. So today, whatever happens today in current events or in top news stories, they'll sort of take those stories and dissect them so you understand what it means and what it really is.
Yeah.
Great, great presentation of the news. It's similar to how BBC does it, where it's just giving you the info.
Okay.
It's
not
like you're going to get this
sort
of sarcastic slant on it. Yeah. Which I'm tired of with all of our news channels.
Aren't we all?
All of them.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Fake news is obvious. It's happening everywhere. But when the news.
Now they've got a name attached to them, and it's not a good one. And everybody's starting to know that you just can't trust the media.
Yeah. And the thing is that our president shouldn't be engaging in wars with the news networks, but he does. Which is crazy. So it leaves us a couple of minutes here before we get out. I want to mention this one more time before I give you. So think about your last thoughts, Larry. Don't give me a cop out answer this time.
I never do that.
Thanks to our guest today, Majuri, who is a Cameo Law Group, who's going to be a part of the Immigration Know Your Rights Forum on Saturday, March 11th. That's this Saturday, Irvington High School in Fremont at 9:30. You can find out more information at southasianbar.org/events. southasianbar.org/events, and they're going to talk about your presentation. They're going to do a presentation on travel, interactions with the DHS and police, resources related to hate crimes, discrimination and harassment, and one-on-one legal consultations for people in specific situations so they can find out a little bit about what it means to them.
Mm.
And again, if you can't find time to be there, which we hope you could, it's very important, just go to southasianbar.org/events. There's email addresses there so you can get in touch and set up your own meeting. So that's very important stuff for this Saturday. We hope you take it seriously.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, start to clear up some of the confusion out there.
Exactly.
A lot of right now.
So before we get out of here, Larry, any last thoughts, anything on your mind?
Well, you know, just think about the topics that we talked about today, and you might want to call in next week if you can, you know, 408-912-5565, and share your thoughts with us because this is your show. So,
and we also should say that if you have anything to add to the conversation, maybe you are involved in somewhere in the scope of
the immigration thing.
Immigration, yeah. And maybe you're not an attorney. Maybe you work for the national security. Maybe you work at the airport. Whether you're a police officer.
That's a good point.
Anybody who can add to this, who might provide some perspective that we haven't considered and that might be able to help our peers here. We welcome you to the show. Just come call us or you can email us as well. So that would be peoplehelpingpeopleradio@gmail.com.
Ah, you remembered it.
So please feel free to send us an email if you want to reach out to us, or you can contact the station. But again, 408-912-5565, just pass along your info and we'll get back to you. And hopefully we can expand upon this topic more next week and beyond.
I hope so.
Then we also have to make sure we talk a little bit more about the harassment stuff as well, because I know that's a topic that needs to be...
It has to be addressed.
Discussed further. Absolutely. Here on the show.
In depth.
All right, one more time on Marjorie's information in case you need it. It's southasianbar.org/events. Know Your Rights Forum on Saturday at Irvington High School in Fremont, a nice central place for our people to go go check it out and get involved and start the conversation locally. Next week, we'll be back again. You know, Larry and I, you could depend on us. And I think even we have an old friend visiting the show next week, too, which should be fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it who I think it is?
It is, I believe, yes.
Yeah. Say the name?
Never know with you. We'll say it off air. But coming up next, our good friend Srini, so you could check that out. We'll see you next week on People Helping People next Tuesday, the AC 1170 AM radio that listens to you.